Hello, my name is Kenny, returning your call from customer support. Could I please have your zip code?
48047.
And could I please have your first and last name?
Douglas Christie.
Thank you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
51401 Ashley, New Baltimore, Michigan, 4047.
Thank you, and I'm just waiting on that information to load. Bear with me one moment. So I do see here $7.95 was paid. It was for the chance to win the cookware in a raffle. While you're entered in that raffle, you have a $125 gift card, and you could basically use that voucher on the website to make purchases with, but that is why you were charged the membership fee of $56.95.
Well, it's charged that twice.
Yes, sir. It's because you get the gift card monthly.
Who signed up for this? I surely didn't.
Okay, and so you never received an email or did a survey letting you know you have the chance to win the cookware in a raffle?
No, I have not.
Okay, and no one in your household that you know of could have placed that order in your name?
No. I do not believe so.
Okay. Well, I can get you connected.
I would like this absolutely stopped and rebated if possible.
I was saying I can get you connected with our fraud department, sir, for further assistance. Bear with me one moment. I'm still here. One moment.
Okay.
I'm still here. One moment. thank you for being patient. I'm still waiting to get you connected. Bear with me a few moments. Thank you for being patient. I'm so sorry about that hold. It's just taking a few moments. I'm so sorry about that wait. I'll be getting you connected shortly.
Okay.
Okay, I am getting you connected now. Thank you for calling customer support and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.